What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. It's Thursday, September 21st, and I'm happy to be here with all of you as we roll into your submissions, what you're doing in the hobby, what your sports card strategy is. This is your show. It's the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. We're going to get to some audience comments, maybe some questions today on the show and tell. And we're going to talk about a topic that's kind of been on my mind very recently about PCing cards, because as many of you know who listen to the show, the Sports Card Strategy Show, I don't have a big PC. I have a very small PC, if any PC at all. And I know that personal collecting is what drives the hobby. I get it. The show is about flipping cards and helping you make money. However, I do acknowledge, as much as anyone, that we do need all the collectors out there. And I get why people collect. I mean, people collect all sorts of things in their life, not just sports cards. And we just happen to be a podcast about not really collecting sports cards, but more flipping sports cards to fund your PC or fund your life. But I'm curious who you guys collect. Do you have a PC? Do you flip to fund your PC? Do you flip to fund your life? What are you doing with your money that you're making? In thanks in part to our show for helping give you amazing information to make money flipping sports cards. But what are you doing with that money? Are you PCing? Let us know in the live chat. Let us know in the comment below on the YouTube video. If you're listening on the podcast apps, let us know by DMing me at Sports Card Strategy or emailing me at paul@nooffseason.com. I would love to hear from you. And we're going to get into one of our submissions today. Has to do with a player that went down due to injury earlier this week. It was a gruesome injury. Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns, unfortunately, Nick Chubb went down, and we don't know when he's going to be back. He's a phenomenal player. And what do you do if you PC a player that is an injury risk? You know, I mean, do you mitigate that risk by PCing other players? Do you often sell off parts of your PC so that you can consolidate a little bit, or you can diversify a little bit, or you go all in on that player and then just get absolutely crushed and slaughtered if they go down with a gruesome knee injury like Nick Chubb on Monday Night Football earlier this week? It was very, very sad. I own many shares of Nick Chubb in my fantasy leagues. I'm heavily invested in Nick Chubb in fantasy. So that also brings up another point. Connor, our head of content here at nooffseason.com, and I were talking about, what do you do from a sports card perspective? We had a great question that we're going to answer tomorrow on the Overflow show from a premium member who was asking about Jerome Ford. You know, do you sell Jerome Ford now if you have Jerome Ford? Well, there's not that many Jerome Ford cards, first of all. And the Browns just signed Kareem Hunt. So if there's ever an opportunity to sell a running back, it's probably a good idea if you have the card of that running back. But we're going to lead off today's show and tell with someone who didn't sell that running back. We'll get to that in a minute, but real quick, we're going to say hello to everybody in the live chat. We got Joe Luhalku from the other side of the world. I believe Joe Luhalku is in the Nordics somewhere, if I remember correctly. And they say, unfortunately, I can't join the live stream, but I have a quick question about Formula One cards. Would you rather buy cards with A, the vehicle, or B, the person in it? Feel free to answer Joe Luhalku in the live chat if you're there, guys. But I would say 9.9 times out of 10, it's going to be the portrait card that's going to outsell the vehicle card. The portrait cards are the ones that are considered kind of the true cards to invest in. And but I mean, hey, sometimes it's few and far between, but sometimes we talk about personal collecting. And people do collect the vehicle cards. If you're collecting a driver, I would say, though, Joe Luhalku, that the vehicle cards are only really valuable if they're a parallel, short print, or a serial numbered version of the, you know, within the set, right? So I don't think a base vehicle card is really going to be ever worth anything. Those are the ones that I see that don't really sell for high prices. So if you were to search eBay for a driver card and the vehicle card pops up, if you sort by completed sold listings on eBay, or if you use Market Movers, you can use marketmoversapp.com. Use the promo code NOOFFSEASON to save 20% after a free 14-day trial. And you can get all the data there, Joe Lehaku. But I mean, 9.9 times out of 10, it's going to be the driver portrait card is definitely going to outsell the vehicle card, unless it's a short print or a serial numbered vehicle card from a set like Topps Chrome or Topps Chrome Sapphire for Formula One. Good morning to Southern Soccer Idiot in the house. Good to see you. JG in the house. First live stream. Love it. Welcome to the live stream. So we've had this debate internally amongst our team recently. Not a debate so much as a discussion. And basically it's like, okay, we're a long form podcast. We're built for Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, in case you haven't noticed. But we diversify a little bit. We live stream on YouTube and a couple other places, our Facebook group and Twitch, sometimes LinkedIn, but we've stopped momentarily on LinkedIn. Don't need to get into those details. But anyway, we live stream. Mainly it's a utility that we live stream because we want to be a one-take show. We don't have time to post-produce the show. That's the story there. So we happen to be a YouTube show as well. YouTube.com/Paul Hickey is where all of our content is housed. And that's great because that allows us to bring you guys shows like this, the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. But anyway, JG, welcome to your first live stream. Basically, this rambling of mine right now is to say that we acknowledge that many of you are only listening on the podcast apps and can't make it to the live stream because we live stream at like 8 a.m. Eastern time on Monday and Thursdays. And, you know, that kind of leaves out the West Coast. It leaves out mountain time. Sorry to everybody there. We still love you. But you get involved. Get involved by dropping a comment below. We will always reply. You can DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. You can message me or tweet at me at No Offseason Card on X, formerly known as Twitter. Lonnie Conley welcomes JG. We all welcome JG to the live chat. Evan Bell, he's a Thursdayer. Love you, Evan. Good to see you. Good morning, Sports Card Strategy Show fam. Burt Fields, good morning, fam. Yes, we are a fam. Craig's Cards 11. Good morning. And we got Joel Kaplan in the house, doing it for the love of sports cards. Love it. Janelle Hsu. What up, Janelle? Good morning, everyone. She says, I PC Jordan, the Broncos, Duke players. Just started flipping. So right now, flipping to increase my funds to buy more to flip. Love it. Lonnie Conley says he's PCing Brady, Ted Williams, and doing it for extra income. Joel Kaplan doing it for the love of sports cards. Burt Fields loves money, flips only now, but also has a huge Ken Griffey Jr. PC. Yes, I love the kid. The kid is legit. MW in the house has a question. All right, let's get to it. Sports Illustrated question. If Arch Manning gets an SI Kids Cards in the next year or two when he's still in college, would you still buy? And would an SI Kids issue still be relevant for a good buy? This is a phenomenal question, MW. Thank you so much for asking this, because here's the deal. You guys know I'm high on SI Kids Cards. We talk about it a lot on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Sports Illustrated, if you're listening again, you need to sponsor us because we are upping your subscriptions to SI Kids. That brand is growing. Thanks in part due to us, because we talk about it all the time here, because when you buy a subscription to the magazine for $19.99 for a year, you get 6 issues. And I think you can get a discount if you go a 2-year subscription. So that would be 12 issues. But anyway, I did say, MW, earlier this year that I expected Arch Manning and Bronny James to have SI Kids cards. I still do expect them to have SI Kids cards. However, when I made that comment, I was unaware that they were going to have, like, that Arch Manning was going to sign with Panini and have several cards out before his SI Kids cards. And I was unaware that Bronny James, I think, would be in like a Topps Chrome McDonald's All-American set, I think, is his first auto, if I'm not mistaken. It's either out or it's coming out. And so I don't think, MW, that Bronny or Arch's SI Kids cards are going to be worth near as much. For example, Caleb Williams has an SI Kids card, but he also has beautiful 2022 Bowman Chrome First Autos. Those are the ones that are worth money. His SI Kids card really isn't worth money. The reason why Wemby's was is because it was his first card that was actually like a licensed real card that the hobby would acknowledge as a legit card. All the other ones before that SI Kids card were really just kind of homemade cards that you would see on eBay for people trying to get the cash grab. So great question. Appreciate it, MW. They also say episodes are always fun to listen to. Thank you so much. Again, yeah, we're, you know, this show, we added the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell because there's so many great things that our audience is doing, and there's just not enough airtime on the Monday show to get everybody in there. We try to do the best we can, but we need more shows on the network to give love to our audience. So thank you for making the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell a successful show as well on the network. JG says, I work at a golf course, so I'm mowing greens, listening to the live stream. I'm new to this and I learned a lot from your podcast already. Keep it up. Thumbs up. Thanks, JG. We're going to keep it up. We are doing this for you. We're doing this for all of you. MW got 57 Wemby SI issues and wish he'd gotten 2X. Yeah. Okay. So when, MW, you know, let me know in the chat if you can, when you bought those, because, I think it was really important to have been first to the market on cards like that. And that was a lesson that I learned early on in the game here a couple of years ago when I came in and started flipping cards. It took me about, I don't know, 18 months, of just trying things and seeing what works. And if you're not in a position, either financially or just like physically where you're located in the world to be first to the market on something, a lot of us, we all have other jobs, we all have other commitments and stuff. And so, if you can't be first to the market for whatever reason, then, I would avoid that play. I think we need to start categorizing things. We're working on a lot of different types of content at nooffseason.com. So if you haven't checked out nooffseason.com yet, that is our home base. That is where we house all of our content, the Sports Card Strategy Show, the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, the Overflow Show. We're all part of nooffseason.com. So check out nooffseason.com, get a free 30-day trial where you can get all of our premium content there. You can ask an unlimited amount of questions. Myself, Chad, Kendall, some of our other experts in the nooffseason.com fam will answer them to help you build your sports card investment portfolio. And we're going to continue to add content like sports card strategy related content. Like, is it a first to the market play? Is it a grading play? How much runway do you have for certain things? So appreciate the discussion in the live chat, everyone. Hopefully if you're listening on the podcast apps and you can't participate in the live chat, you still find this valuable. Couple other things, Discord. You can go to sportscardstrategy.com and click the link to join our Discord. And we are going to be taking questions from the Discord on the Sports Card Strategy Show as well. So if you're listening on the podcast apps and you'd rather use Discord, then DM me on Instagram or email me at paul@nooffseason.com. You can do that. We would love it. We're trying to, in a very strategic way, an organized way, be everywhere for you guys because we love you. Don't forget also you can text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 for sell alerts. We're trying to also drop buy alerts in there. Buy alerts are a little trickier to do than sell alerts. We feel like sell alerts have a clear marker for when you need to list a card on eBay or get it up for sale after a huge performance spike or a call-up in baseball. Again, text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. We try not to spam you there with marketing messaging. We try to just simply give you value everywhere. We appreciate it. All right, let's get into the submissions. Global's in the house. What's up, Global? Good to see you. And Oh My Shoes is in the house. Shoes, you've got a great submission today. Don't worry, you made it in, Shoes. You made it in, spoiler alert. But back to the question I asked at the top of the show, what the heck do you do if you're PCing a player and maybe they're a skill position player in football and they're current? What do you do if they're an injury risk? What do you do if they go down with a catastrophic injury? I'm going to ask Chad Gill more about this in future episodes of the Sports Card Strategy Show, but we're going to go over to our main man, Ryan Painter. You guys are going to see in a second here why we should all feel bad for Ryan Painter right now and his Nick Chubb PC. But we love you, Ryan. Ryan, what are you doing with this PC, man, now that Chubb is out?
Sports Card Strategy Show. What's going on? It is Ryan Painter. And this is the L of the week, man. This is my boy, Nick Stinkin' Chubb. Love this dude. Collect this dude. Going for my rainbow of 2020 last night. Oh, that was rough. I even named my chocolate lab after this man. So, Cleveland's just kind of in mourning. But anyway, that's the big L of the week. I don't even care about the cards, but just they weren't going anywhere anyway. They're the forever home. But anyway, let's get on to it. So I wanted to put together a quick video. Most of the folks on here are buying the big cards and all that. But I think when you're getting started, like I was a few years ago, it's kind of building the inventory, right? And just making sales. I'm up to about 1,000 sales and I sell a lot of little cards. One of the things I would encourage you to do, get yourself one of these little printers here. It's an LP2844. Makes life easy, and here we go. So I typically sell, I want to say, about 15 to 20 cards a week, and I do a lot of buying just off Facebook, and then I flip. These ones that I'm getting tonight, so it's just as simple as that, right? Like, it just comes out. It's a heat printer, so you don't even need to, you never buy ink, you just buy it. I bought mine for 100, I hear they're up to about 150, but here you go. So it's just as simple as that. But I buy a lot of my inventory just on Facebook, and a lot of guys, they don't want to sell the cards under $5. And so if you're willing to grind, you're willing to put in the work, which I'm willing to do just to kind of build up my base and my eBay profile, this is what I do. All right. So these are the four cards that I sold. I just printed off the labels. And as you can see, after a terrible Nick Chubb injury, I sold a lot of Jerome Fords. But here's the deal. This is the key. You ready? So whenever you get a card, if you want to sell on eBay, the best way to do it is they've got this unique shipping thing where if any card under $20, you can sell it. I'm sorry, you can do shipping for either 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce. And the current prices are somewhere around like 73 cents, 84 cents, and $1.11. Any card that's somewhat valuable, I put $1.11 on. I'll explain in a little bit. And any card that's like super cheap, like this, is sold for $4. So I put this at like the 63 cents or whatever it is. And the reason is, what I can do with this is I'm going to take this bad boy out, just a cheap little card, right? And what I can do is, I've got these little Ultra Pros. Now, I really should have got the next size up, but what I do, I put a couple of blanks in here just to kind of stretch it out a little bit. And I need a sleeve on him. Where'd that sleeve go? Oh, there it is. But what I can do is, whenever I'm shipping a card for the 1 ounce, you want to use an Ultra Pro, and it won't get sent back to you. If you put in a card, I went a little fast there. I usually take a little more care. But if you wanted, so when you have the Ultra Pro, you can ship this for under 1 ounce, and it is going to work. It's going to come through. If you try to ship a top loader using the 1 ounce and 63 cents, a lot of times it won't go through. These I'm going to leave straight into the top loader. And the reason I'm going to do that is, I sold these at the $1.11 shipping. And so you can, in fact, ship in a top loader for the $1.11. And each of these, I think that was like $12, $9. Those sort of things, I'd just rather ship in the top loader. All right, next step, we're going to pack the card. So here we go. Just a simple, cheap envelope. I bought this off, I don't even know where I got it. It was like $5. But what I like to do is, before I put the card in there, on the back end, I like to put "do not bend" and just put a couple stamps on there, just to care and concern. And then I like to find some type of some type of protective thing. My daughter is getting all this stuff. She's a senior in high school. So here's Youngstown State. She is not going to Youngstown State. So we're just going to take this bad boy like this, and we're going to take this envelope, and right about there, I'm going to cut it. Okay, doesn't have to be perfect. I'm going to put Mr. Herbert in between here, and I'm going to grab just a little bit of tape. Okay, give me four pieces.
I'm going quick on here for you guys. And this is how I do it. And I have a very good success rate of not having these things be returned. And again, it's all about that little man grind, right? Like, I don't even know what I picked this Herbert up for. I can go check my source or whatever. But there you go. I've got it there. I'm going to pop this bad boy in. Bada bing, bada boom. Easier said than done. I'm trying to go too quick. I'm going to lick it. Ah! And there it is. So there you have it, guys. That's the little man grind. I know you probably want to know the stats on everything, right? So this year I've had 543 sales of those little cards. It just went through my everything there. I am making a little under 50 cents a card. So we're talking $250, but it's not about that. It's not about that. It's clearly not a lot of money. But what it is I'm sitting here now with over 1,200 feedbacks on eBay. So I'm ready to kind of go to phase two of my sports flipping career. We're going to start getting into some more of the big boy stuff. And I'll kind of take you along with my journey there. But if you're just getting started, grind away. It's fun. See, the other thing is when you got a low budget and you buy a $500 card and you wait to sell it, you're not doing anything. I like being around the cards. And so, yeah, it's probably not the most efficient way to make money, but it keeps the little guy, a guy like doesn't have a whole lot of money. It keeps me in the game. It keeps me, I don't know, it kind of keeps me alive. And now I'm kind of ready for phase two over on those 1,200. So the last, I just looked over the last 12 months, I have a 100% like, I don't even know what it's called, but rating. That's what I'm going for. Yes. So I've had no problems in the last 12 months. So there you go. Grind away, guys. And let's keep learning and go from there.
Love the grind. Love the card grind. Ryan Painter bringing it strong. He always has a strong show and tell submission, and that was super valuable. We're all about providing value to our audience here, and that just checked so many boxes. I mean, hobby tips, shipping tips, not only the actual tips of how to execute that lower dollar shipping cost with the eBay standard envelope printer that he had there. And the costs for the lower dollar card, which is phenomenal, but you know, how to pack it and all that. But really, just the concept. Lefty and I talk about this concept a lot between ourselves, but also on the show, where it's like that volume that you're doing really does help your eBay store because it gets you ratings, it gets you sales volume. And even though you're not making a lot of money, it gets you reps. So tasting things, touching things, feeling things, understanding how things work, understanding how to communicate with your customer, your buyer, understanding how to list things, when to list them, which listings get more attention than others. All these different things matter. And I see you guys in the comments here. I see Lonnie Conley, Janelle Hsu, Evan Bell, Burt Fields, Shoes, Fly Heat Cards. Good to see you. Everyone is loving Ryan Painter's submission here. So the little card grind, love it. And Ryan's absolutely right. When he starts listing larger cards, now he has more of an audience, more people following him on eBay. So for those of you who don't know, you know, eBay works the same way that other social media platforms work, where when you have people following you, they get alerts when you list something new from your saved follower alerts and things like that. And so Ryan Painter, great, 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 great sports card strategy show and tell submission today. We got to get you back to do more of them for us. So we will be in touch, my friend. And that's a great, you know, people ask me all the time, like, well, what type of submission should I do for the show and tell? I say, well, you could do a grading reveal. You could just show us what cards you bought. You could talk about a particular play that you're making. You can, you know, if it's something you collect, we have a lot of different loyal submitters and a lot of different people coming in that are new to submitting things. And, you know, we've had things like, here's my shipping station. Rob Masora from Bob's Card Market did that a while back. And that one still gets a lot of positive feedback. We've got Lonnie Conley and his sports card partner, Chris, who did like a card show flipping and, you know, really anything that you feel you want to talk about the hobby you want to show us is going to work on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. And Ryan Painter just brought it super strong. So we appreciate it. All right, everybody, if you want to be on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, by the way, you can email Sonia at nooffseason.com. That's S-O-N-I-A at nooffseason.com. She is going to get right back to you. She's going to tell you how to submit a great submission. And we're actually starting to schedule out the show. So if you feel like there's a particular goal that you have for getting on the show by a particular day, Sonia's going to communicate with you and help get you scheduled. And, help get you what you need to do a good submission. So don't be intimidated and, love the love for Ryan Painter's first submission here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Not literally his first submission, but the first submission of today's show. And, again, if you're listening on the podcast apps, email Paul at nooffseason.com, DM me at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram, Twitter at NoOffseasonCard. Drop a comment below if you're able to come back and watch the YouTube video. All right, everybody. Up next is a man that is near and dear to my heart because we became very good friends at the National in 2023. He let me crash his booth. I took up half of his space, and I think we crushed it. Tim Larson, what do you got for us today, man? Signs of the Times Collectibles.
Sports Card Strategy Show and Tellers. Tim Larson here. I'm going to do an opening of a 10-card PSA submission that I just so happened to have my Sports Card Strategy shirt on today. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you. So in a collection I had got, there was a box of unopened 1984 Topps USFL cards. They were marked $10 at one time, and it was unopened. And looking on comps on eBay, I thought it'd be better to break it open and sell the cards individually because there's some pretty good cards in there. It's funny because also in the collection, back from whenever the guy had these in the mid to late 80s, early 90s, he had some stickers on them. And he had valued some of these cards. You can see the Steve Young, he said, was $1,750. The Jim Kelly was $4,400. Herschel Walker was $5,000. Man, I'd be happy with those prices. Reggie White, $5,000. Even a Bobby Hebert card, $192. So,
wow.
We'll crack this box open from PSA. I figured, you know, since they were still in the box, that maybe not 10s, but I'd be happy if I could get, you know, the majority 9s and guessing maybe even some 8s too. I think this is what's in this box. I guess we'll find out soon enough. Looks like a 10-card submission. So I haven't had great luck with vintage cards, so we'll see. Yeah, and right off the bat, the luck continues. So there's the Jim Kelly. And again, these are right out of that box. So nobody had messed with these. That's a PSA 7. That's one of the key cards. Yeah, wow. And the centering was decent on these too. Steve Young, PSA 6.
Those cards got a little damaged in the box somehow.
Jim Kelly played for the Gamblers. That's from another.
The printers weren't as good back then. Who knows?
Show you those two.
One of them looked like maybe it was it didn't grade
well. There's the Herschel Walker PSA 7.
All right.
And I'm guessing, you know, centering was a little bit of an issue, and then the last one of those cards was a Doug Williams PSA 6, so not good. Here's a 1982 Ronnie Lott rookie card. His all-pro card is a PSA 8. So I had a set of these that I cracked open too. The other card from that was the, golly, Lawrence Taylor all-pro from his rookie year. It's a PSA 7. Disappointing, because again, these came right out of the box. Man, these are not good. And then a box, an 84 set, Dan Marino rookie card, PSA 6.
Just absolutely shaking his head in disgust.
PSA 7.
That looks so off-centered.
And
top to bottom.
Rookie PSA 8.
So, they're great cards, though, Tim.
Disappointing there. Again, it's not like these cards were just laying around. People were messing with them. They came right out of this box. And the 84 set was in a sealed box, too. So sometimes I guess you win and sometimes you lose. So
at least you have probably sports cards,
250 cards, tickets, some unusual, what are called Topps rulers. If you look on eBay and go under, I believe they're from 1969. I have a complete set of those that are getting graded right now. They're taller, like little posters, and they have the players of that era, most notably Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson. It's a 24-piece set, but coincidentally, Bill Russell didn't want his image on that set, so there's only 23. There's supposed to be 24. I think Bill Russell was number 5. So that's obviously missing because it was never made in that set. So I'll do that as a submission here. And then I also have a continuance of some CGC, CSG 9s that I've sent in, some really good Michael Jordan parallels, some other cards there. So hopefully my luck will be better than this particular submission. So hope everybody has better luck than me, and appreciate you watching. Have a good day.
Great work, Tim. Good to see you, man. You're looking good in the Sports Card Strategy shirt. If you guys want a Sports Card Strategy shirt or to join our ambassador program, email Sonia. Email Sonia at sonia@nooffseason.com. She's going to get you more information on the ambassador program, get you some gear. Signs of the Times Collectibles 65 is Tim Larson's Instagram handle. Go give him a follow and then DM him and tell him that you saw him on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, and that he did a great job, and that you feel his pain with the PSA grading submission, because even though a card is pack fresh, it doesn't mean it's a gem mint. No one can tell you that better than people here at nooffseason.com, like Chad Gill, myself, Lefty McKee. Anyone who's ever graded a card at PSA can tell you that. Don't forget to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get your sell alerts. If you want to be on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, email Sonia at nooffseason.com. I want to give a shout out to Ryan Painter, though. I forgot to say after his submission that Nathaniel Tank Dell, one of his $20 plays of the day and somebody that he mentioned on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell a few weeks ago, had a great game. I think he had his first touchdown, third round pick out of Houston. Playing for the Houston Texans, had a great game this week. And actually, Connor and I were talking about like putting together an article about how fantasy sports sort of sleepers or handcuffs, you know, do they equate to cards during the football season? We've got Andy Kaysen coming up on the Monday show, Sports Card Strategy Show on Monday with Lefty Chad and I. Andy's going to join us. We're going to talk about flipping football cards in season and things like, okay, you know, Jerome Ford, Kareem Hunt cards, things like that. And Nathaniel Tank Dell, like what cards do they have when they pop off like that? Should you sell them? And so props to Ryan Painter for the Nathaniel Dell call. All right, up next is someone who's making his second submission. And on Instagram, his handle is Ben's Cardboard. Great Instagram handle, Ben's Cardboard. Easy, clean, no underscores. Ben Douse is in the house. Ben, take it away, man.
All right, what is up, Sports Card Strategy Show peeps? How's everyone doing? Hope everyone's doing well. It's been a while since you guys have heard from me, so I apologize for that. But I'm hopefully bringing it strong today. Got some stuff I wanted to share with you. Originally, my idea for the submission was to give some feedback on VeriSwap. So I'm not sponsored by them or, you know, have no affiliation with them, but I found out recently about VeriSwap, and it's pretty cool. It's an app that allows you to make trades with other people. VeriSwap acts as the middleman, make sure that both parties ship their cards and that everything is authentic and how it should be. But I had some W's that I wanted to share and some other things I wanted to share. And I might save that for a later date. So hopefully I can bring that to you guys soon. But yeah, I just had some W's that I wanted to share. So my last submission was in July, and I was talking about some people that I was buying. And two of the people that I mentioned in that video had very good weekends this past weekend for me. So I just wanted to share some of that. Obviously, on Thursday was the beginning of the NFL season, had the Lions against the Chiefs. One of the people I was buying was Jared Goff, and the Lions got it done with some help from the Chiefs without Travis Kelce playing. So kind of lucked out with that, but the Lions won, got it done. Jared Goff didn't look amazing, but there's definitely some buzz around the Lions right now. So just wanted to show off some cards that I was able to move. I did end up selling my Jared Goff PSA 10 Select.
Nice.
Got out of this PSA 9 Silver Prism. This is one I bought a little while ago. It's an on-card auto from Rookies and Stars. I was going to sell this, but I think I'm going to sub it and get it authenticated before I sell it. So hopefully this is a upcoming W of the week.
Hopefully you'll have time to get that back.
And then I was able to get rid of my Origins RPA, three-color patch. You guys saw that one. Sold this Spectra patch, Jared Goff. Pretty cool one. It's $199 of $199. It's the bookend. Kind of cool there. And then just two Optic rookies, the pink and the hollow. So some buzz around Jared Goff right now for sure. So happy with that. And the other player that had a good weekend was Coco Gauff. She ended up winning the U.S. Open. The guy sent the seller out on that, and I was able to move out a lot of Coco cards, so definitely happy about that. So I was able to move out of my PMG. I did get an 8.
Nice.
So,
good work,
man. Fine moving that. And this was one I picked up a while ago. I was going to sell it, but I think I'm going to sub it. It looks clean. It looks like it could get a 10. So hopefully upcoming W of the week for
that
one
nice,
as well.
Nice, dude.
And some other smaller cards. Got the metalized silver dots from Skybox Metal Universe, numbered to $199. Just the base card from Skybox. Got a couple bucks for that. And her Sports Illustrated for Kids. This is
nice. SI
Sports
Kids
Strategy Special. Right, the guys talk all about the Sports Illustrated for Kids card. So, and this is one that went up a decent amount. So, very, very happy with that. And also had one other thing to share. I'm having really, really good success using the crack and resubmit to PSA. My first one that I did was an SGC 10. Jalen Hurts Optic Holo, and I finally was able to find a CSG slab, and this one was a Tyrese Maxey Pink Velocity. This one was a CSG 9.5, and I was able to get that.
Let's go, Gem Mint 10, baby.
I'm very, very happy about this. This is a great card going into NBA season with, so I'm happy about that. And I guess I'll just continue with telling you guys who I'm buying right now. Talked about it last time, but still heavily, heavily buying Cameron Thomas. Got the
Cameron
Don Russ.
Thomas. He's going
laser,
all,
I think,
hard into Cam Thomas. Nice.
Got a red prism to $299. Got some of his autos. Got a Phoenix. I think that's one's from Chronicles. Got just the mosaic one. You guys saw this card last time, the jersey match. I got a Noir RPA, number 99, I believe.
Very good looking card there.
Two color patch.
He's got a great looking signature.
10 auto on that one. And you guys saw the white sparkle, but I also was able to get a PSA 10 on the checkerboard. And just been picking up a lot of these optics. Not trying to go for the rainbow, but Ben's definitely cool. Have a lot here.
See the tab. Looks like he's about to send those into PSA.
Maybe I will give it a shot.
Or SGC. We see some black tuxes
red
in Mojo, there.
Red Wave. Red Pulsar. That one's the Red Disco.
Some tuxes. So,
yeah, hopefully Kevin Thomas can play well this season, and that one can be an upcoming W of the Week as well.
Oh, it will, my friend.
And then just some other cards I'm subbing to PSA. Found this one at a card show for pretty cheap. This is a Jalen Green Blue Pulsar from Optic, and this one's actually a super short print, which I didn't know about, so that one's cool. I talked about Bo Nickel last time. Still buying his stuff. Looking to grade those. Bought a little bit of the dip on Ohtani.
Buy the dip on Ohtani. Love that. Gem. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
I know Lefty's been talking about Junior Caminero. Picked that one up. Hopefully that one can gem. Got this one recently, and I think I'm going to submit it, even though I don't think it will 10. Hopefully if I can get a 9, I'll be happy with that. To Jalen Hurts.
Oh, that's Optic a beauty.
Autograph. Eagles didn't look amazing on Sunday, but I'm hoping that they can pull it together and really start looking like they were last season. Got just his select, and this was a cool one. Select certified rookies, silver. And also looking to buy some more, but bought some hockey. With hockey season coming up in just about like a month, picked up some Kirill Kaprizov. He's a center for the Minnesota Wild. This was a cool one from SP. This is like the silver foil rookie. That's a pretty cool one. That one looked good. And picked up his Young Guns.
That's a great hockey sleeper there, so, man. Dallas knows what's up. Dallas in the house.
Definitely still making some moves. Just want to say thank you to the guys as well. Always bringing great content on the pod and just holding it down. I think that's going to do it for me for this week, but I hope to do some more submissions here soon. And as always, if you don't, follow me on Instagram at Ben's Cardboard. If you're looking to connect or whatever. And hope everyone has a great week. And have a good one, guys.
Douse, great work, man. Douse in the house. Ben's Cardboard on IG. He knows what's up. He's got his own little mini sports card strategy show, just like dropping knowledge there. Talking about VeriSwap. I did see VeriSwap's Instagram posts are really cool, actually, because they let you sort of vote on who won the trade. And that's kind of fun to see what the trades are. So definitely intrigued by VeriSwap. And Ben Douse with the Coco Gauff. Love it. I mean, he had loaded up and he was holding Coco Gauff, who's still super young. And she just won her first Grand Slam event of her career. And we did send out the sell alert because if you were holding Coco Gauff, it was a great time to sell. And you can buy back in when her cards dip. You got to take advantage of the performance spike. That's why we're here. We're here to help you make money flipping sports cards. If you want to get the sell alerts that Ben was talking about, text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. That's for everybody. Sports cards, 1-833-992-5727. It's free. We'd love to help you crystallize your profits. And you want to be holding the athlete's cards at the time of a potential performance spike. So Ben did it right with Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff was in our top 50 sports card rankings for basically all of 2001 and 2002. So that's when we were telling you to buy Coco Gauff, and hopefully you did, and you were able to sell for a profit when she won that tournament a couple weeks ago. Ben, great work, man. Still going hard into Cam Thomas. You know, Cam Thomas, Jalen Green, couple of nuggets there that I'll want to add to Ben's submission. They're scorers, man, and scorers sell well because scorers can put up 40, 50 points in a nothing game, and they get on SportsCenter, they get on Instagram, you see reels of different highlights and things like that, maybe even on TikTok, and it drives eBay search volume for those guys. Trust me on that. You will see sell alerts for scorers this basketball season. Shoes has a Cam Thomas in his shopping cart right now on eBay. Marty Friel is in the house. In the live chat, Good to see the Friel deal. First time jumping on while the show is live. Welcome, Marty Friel. My name shows up as Martin. I don't know why that is. Never call me that, he says. Well, Marty, the Friel deal, great timing for you to break the third wall, my man, because here you are on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Take it away.
Hey, Marty Friel, what they call the Friel deal on eBay. What I'm bringing you today is a strategy that I have started calling dollar diving. Kind of relates to Chad's strategy about buying in bulk. The difference is I'm actually going online and buying cards on eBay for $1, $2 maybe, taking a look at them and sending them in to get graded. So I wanted to share with you some of the results of that. I did it throughout last NBA season to pretty good success rates. We'll see how these turn out. These are ones that I bought this off season, and I want to share those with you to see what you guys think. And then part two is some specific plays that I'm making with players and how I kind of track what I'm doing with that. So we'll see what you think. All right, let me know. Give me some feedback if there's anything I can do to change the process or make it better. Appreciate it.
Okay, so dollar diving item number one, De'Aaron Fox, Optic Rookie. This one cost me like $1.50. Sent it in to get graded. Got a Gem Mint 10. I did buy a handful of them. So for something like this, I would say I have to buy maybe 5 to 8 cards at $1 each before I find one that is what I think would be a grade 10 worthy card. So just keep that in mind as we're talking about this. De'Aaron Fox was a play I made last year too. I bought a bunch of his $30 prisms when I first got back in. And he was the main reason I got back into card collecting, because I wanted to figure out how I could make my play on De'Aaron Fox and make some money. So I bought a bunch of prisms for $30, sold them in the playoffs for about $60. So, you know, playing a hunch that you have or an opinion you have about a player can make some money. And I've got a couple of those coming up here, but this was another dollar card, another $1.50. Hoping to sell those back in the season. A couple more. We've got RJ Barrett's. I got another guy that I think, I mean, not New York's best player right now, but for $1, I'll try those. How about a little Mellow Ball? I feel like his prices are down right now because of injuries, so we'll see what he turns into. I got a couple of Kyle Kuzma's that I bought.
This is a great
another one, more dollar plays.
In a PSA 10.
Jaren Jackson. I was actually kind of hoping to try to sell him during the FIBA, but never really had his moment that was a sale moment. This is, I'll have more on this guy in a little bit here, but another, I think this card cost me like $2 and I think it was $2.26 or something like that. But Jalen Green is a play that I'm making this year. I'm fascinated by the trade to Indiana of this guy. So I've been buying a few of his cards pretty cheap.
Obi Toppin is who he's talking about, for those of you who are listening.
This is a sneaky guy. And when we're talking about Chad's upside plays, this could be one of them. I don't know if he's going to stay in New York. I don't know where he's going to go, but another bargain bin dollar buy on eBay that I found was a 10, sent it in, and here we are.
Mosaic Pink, quickly, rookie.
I'm not really sure why Donovan Mitchell's cards don't typically sell for that high of a price, but for a couple of bucks, turn it into a PSA 10. If I could get $35 or $40 out of it, maybe when he puts up 70 points again. And then Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton sells dollar plays well, here, especially in a PSA 10.
So I like the dollar plays because, you know, when I was first getting back into the business, I didn't have a whole lot of budgeting for a lot of money set aside for card collecting. So I was looking for some cheap plays that I could maybe turn into some more money. So that was why I kind of liked that idea. So started doing it again, varying degrees of success during the NBA season last year. Hopefully these guys turn into a little something else this season, but some of my off-season plays here. And part two of my off-season basketball submission is related to two players that I have not heard Chad Lefty or Paul talk too much about. That I think are cheap plays right now.
Bring
that
it.
Could
Let's
turn
go.
Into,
Let's go, Marty. Bring it. Who you got?
Maybe the best player on their team, superstars at some point or another. And two teams that are in a bit of a tough spot right now. So, you know, you got to buy them on the dip here, and I'm hoping to make some profit from this. So I was buying a bunch of Scotty Barnes.
Okay.
Hollows and Silvers here. Getting most of these for $10, give or take. I did buy a cracked ice here, another hollow cracked ice. So buying some of the, and most of these each cost about $10. One of the things that I've started doing is I write the seller's name on my card. And then I go back to that seller if I put it in to PSA and it comes back as a 10, because then that seller might not check their cards over well enough. They might not be good at it. They might
not
be
smart. That's smart. Love
you know,
that.
Into getting their cards graded. So I might go back to that seller if I can get somebody to come back as a 10. So I keep track of the seller that I get my cards from. These were cards that I looked through and they're prepped to go in for grading. I got a whole huge collection that I'm getting ready to send out today. And then I bought these actually on eBay in auctions for less than $20 for each of these.
Already in PSA 10.
And I think 10. That if you're paying less than the price of the card getting graded for a Gem Mint 10 and you believe in the player, then that's kind of a steal. So Scotty Barnes, one play. Another play is Jalen Green. This is a guy that he is on a team that is obviously trying to do something this year. I don't know what they're going to. Oh, Cam Thomas, that's another play I made too. Snuck a couple of his in there. I like him just like Paul does.
Yes, let's go.
So I bought a bunch of Jalen Greens. You can see I marked them raw because I looked them over and decided that they're not worth sending in. If they're not going to get a grade 9 or better in my mind, then I'm not going to send it in for grading. And I'll just turn around and try to sell it raw. Generally speaking, if you sell it raw, you're going to at least get what you paid for it back out of it if the player turns out to be good. Or you're buying a player on the dip, like I am, I think, with Barnes and Green. Here's all the ones that graded well, I think are going to grade well for Jalen Green. Love the red, white, and blues. But, yeah, so just wanted to kind of give my 2 cents on a couple of players that I'm making a play on. Keeping track of your sellers that you think will or that do give you tens so that you can go back to them knowing that they maybe don't look their cards over that well. So again, appreciate you guys watching. Hopefully this helps a little bit.
Heck yeah, it helps. That was brilliant. Keeping track of the seller is an amazing idea, especially when the purpose of keeping track of the seller is specifically for finding raw cards. It's so funny because as soon as Marty said his dollar diving strategy, my initial thought was, wait, but aren't all eBay sellers basically only listing the raw cards that they don't think are going to grade well? And then Marty obviously has the experience to come back and be like, look, you know, first of all, I weed them out. That's part of my process. But then the ones that actually I do think are going to gem, I market, I track whether it does gem, and I keep track of the seller. I mean, that is so smart, so brilliant. I love it, Marty. Thank you so much for that great submission. And then I do actually really like the players. I know you're right. I have not talked a lot about Jalen Green. I have not talked a lot about Scotty Barnes. I used to talk a lot about them in their rookie season a couple years ago with Lefty, but that was when their prices were really high because for those of you who don't know, like when a new release comes out, basically the prices are super high and there's really no, it eliminates all room to really move for profit on those guys. But we're actually in a great pocket for that 2021 rookie class of, you know, Cade, Green, Barnes. Those are great guys. And Cam Thomas, I believe he's in that same class, right? So great names there. I mean, my love for Cam Thomas is well documented. It's basically like Cam and Shedeur Sanders are kind of in the same, and that in the Wemby SI for kids cards are kind of all in the same family for me on the show. But Jalen Green's a scorer, man. I do have some Jalen Green myself that I'm holding for the NBA season. And it's kind of last call for basketball right now. I'll talk more about that on Monday. But Marty's holding a lot of great stuff. And I do think it's a great time to, especially another thing to unpack there from Marty's submission is the fact that when you can get a liquid gem mint 10 PSA 10 of a player that you like for less than the grading fee or even anywhere near the grading fee, phenomenal. So great feedback from Marty's submission. And I agree that the Rockets are a nice young team trying to do something. Let's take a couple of questions before we get to our final submissions here. Global says, I would love to hear your opinions on what is acceptable when preparing your cards for grading. For example, wiping and removing of fingerprints, etc. So Global, great question. We do try to talk about this quite often actually on the show, but I'm glad you asked it. Anything relating to wiping down a card with like a microfiber cloth or pantyhose. Chad uses pantyhose. So do I. I've got some in my drawer right here, actually at my desk, thanks to Chad. But wiping off the fingerprints, wiping off like dust and things like that, totally acceptable. Totally a best practice, right? I would put those in the best practice categories. Not necessary, but a good best practice, because if you're not going to touch the card with your fingers on the surface, but you're going to use like a microfiber cloth and or pantyhose, it's a great best practice. You'd start from the inside of the card and sort of wipe out towards the corners, because wiping in from the corners could definitely damage an edge or a corner. So be careful of that. Also, Andy Broom is the head grader at CGC, used to be CSG. So you'll see a lot of CSG slabs on the market, obviously, because they've been a very reputable grading company for a long time. They've been known for being pretty critical and harsh on grading, although I think they're all kind of equal. The big four are kind of equal. But anyway, Andy Broom, I saw him at Mint Collective, and he was telling a group of us in one of his presentations that actually it's better to hold the card with your bare hands. Just make sure they're clean and dry. Than it is to actually hold the card with gloves on. You'll see a lot of breakers and sort of, you know, fools out there holding cards with gloves on. No disrespect to anyone. I'm just being goofy. But anyway, you'll see a lot of people holding cards with gloves on, and it doesn't necessarily put you in a better position to keep the card from being damaged, because you can't really feel the card. So Andy's point was like, when you can't really feel the card, you might be damaging it without knowing it, even if you have gloves on. So from the head grader at CGC CSG, I definitely take that as a real piece of advice. Global, we also talked about like services and products like Kurt's Card Care and things like that. Mixed reviews on that. The punchline is that they don't necessarily help improve the grade of the card, but they don't hurt either. So it's kind of worth a try. It's like $50 for Kurt's Card Care. You could try that. It's going to be more expensive for you, I think, because of shipping to Australia. But you know, maybe if you're in the US for a card show, or maybe he ships internationally, or maybe he's on Amazon or something like that over in Australia, and you can get his product for the same price you can get it in the US. We don't know Kurt. We don't have any kind of deal with Kurt's Card Care or anything like that, but he's very successful. He's very well known, and it's been known to be an acceptable thing to try. So I don't think that there's, you know, as long as you're not altering the card in any way, these things are all acceptable. And, you know, what I do is I just maybe will wipe the card off with pantyhose or a microfiber cloth if I see something on it with a 10 times magnifier loop. But other than that, I'm just like sleeving them up, trying not to damage the card, and just getting them into the grading company as soon as possible with the least amount of margin for error as possible. So love the question. Really appreciate it. Bert Fields. And let's see. Shoes is talking about his guy, Christian Braun, in the comments. He wanted Marty Friel to be buying Christian Braun, but it didn't look like it was happening. Okay, JG asks, how do you guys feel about Anthony Richardson? I'm a big Colts fan, so I want it for PC, but I won't be mad if I can make a couple dollars too. So Bert Field says Richardson is the next RG3. I don't think he will stay healthy. Great talent, but not an NFL scout. So, you know, here's the thing. I don't know if Richardson is the next Cam Newton, or if he's the next RG3 or what. But what I do know is he's going to get a long runway in the NFL because of his talent level. He was the number four pick for a reason. In his first, you know, game and a half, it's clear to me that he can play. So I think, but from a card, I think from an NFL perspective, he's just potentially as good as anybody else, honestly. But from a card perspective, this is where I come in and I really help you, JG, because you need to avoid Anthony Richardson cards for like 18 months for many reasons. As each new Anthony Richardson card comes out, it's going to be one of the hottest cards. It's going to be one of the hottest chase cards. All of his autos, all of his stuff in Colts uniforms, all of his serial numbered stuff. You need to let the next 18 months happen where Anthony Richardson's rookie cards get rolled out. And then 18 to 24 months from now is when you need to start looking at buying Anthony Richardson cards. I know it's weird for me to say like wait until 2025, like December 2025. But honestly, like December, if you're going to PC Anthony Richardson, I know it's like exciting to try to get one of his cards right now and everything because it's his rookie year. But I think that the prices are just going to be way too high. You're going to overpay. Nobody trying to flip for money should touch any rookie cards as they're being rolled out. Unless you're going to be first, there's the first to the market play, which I talked earlier on in this episode about. There's the first to the market play, but that's not what you're talking about, JG. You're talking about personal collecting. So if you're personal collecting Anthony Richardson or any other rookie in any sport during the first year that their cards are hitting the market, the prices are going to continue to come down. Why? Number one, because there's always going to be a new release that's going to drop the price of the previous release. Number two, during their second year, there's not as much hype around them. So then it becomes about whether or not people think that player can perform will drive their prices. And so Anthony Richardson also, as you've seen in the comments, we just talked about it, he's an injury risk. So I think that you've got an opportunity to potentially get some really, really cheap Anthony Richardson cards 2 years from now. Hopefully it's not because he is an injury, but hopefully it is because his rookie cards have just simply come down after the hype. So Marty Friel in the comments seems to agree with me. And there's just some funny stuff going on in the live chat right now. So keep the live chat moving and keep the Discord going. Shout out to Marty Friel and Oh My Shoes for helping us keep the Discord going as well. Speaking of Oh My Shoes, let's get to him. Let's get to him right now. Shoes is next on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. What do you got for us, Shoes? Christian Braun?
Good morning, my dudes. Another great morning here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Hope everybody's having a great week so far. It's just going to be Junior Shoes and Die today, and we're not going to keep you long. Sorry if I sound rough, guys. Mini Shoes has gotten a little bit of a cold and it has gotten to me, so my voice is a little weird. So,
sounds like a little
bad. To the case! This week, we're going to do my cards first. Now, I'm going to show you an example of how long Aaron Rodgers lasted in the NFL this season. It's a shame, too, because I think this pencil was more useful than he was.
It's true. Shoes, you win. You win the show and tell.
Now, I've been hearing a lot of talk about DeAndre Swift, so I had to go digging in a box, and I found that I had a 2020 Panini Prism Black Silver negative.
Did you list
358.
Better listed it, Shoes.
And then also just some 2020 Panini Prism number 358 base.
List them.
All three. Very nice.
Going on. And then ship them the way Painter told you to earlier.
And or today, hopefully to make a few dollars. I got that in a lot for $50 with a bunch of cards. With a
three stack box full of cards. So, and I've already made my money back.
Shoot,
next up,
moves.
We have a 2021 Origins Jalen Hurts, number 79.
Okay.
Now, I just think the
second
Origins
year card
blast are just awesome.
Cool.
They're just
card.
Really neat. I believe I got this card for $2. So, very nice little pickup. Up next, we have another Origins. This is a 2022 Origins Mike Evans, number 89. Now, Mr. Evans is doing very well this season with Mr. Football. I can't believe
Baker Mayfield.
Is that Mr. Football, or I'm just gonna call it just Baker Mayfield.
Mr.
He's
Football.
Doing very well, Baker Mayfield.
Deborah right, Roberts, guys. Shout and out Baker Mayfield.
Last but not least,
there.
We
Deb,
have
I don't know
a
if you watch the show
2022 Panini Playbook CeeDee Lamb's Hot Routes out of 75 patch. Now, I'm not sure to call this a triple patch or a double patch or anything like that. That's why I kind of hesitated.
Playbook has some nice cards.
What's your guys' opinion? All right, guys, let's get to Junior Shoes' cards. Now, I asked Junior Shoes if he wanted me to do anything special, like break a pencil or anything fancy. He said, no way, just show the cards. I'm like, all right, dude. So we have a 2022 Optic.
He's like, shut up,
My
Dad.
House,
show the
Patty
comments.
Mahomes.
I don't want to hear you talk.
I just love these My House inserts, man. They're so cool looking. Just neat to the O.
Yeah, I like
Up
them too.
Up next, we have
like
a 2021 Score Freshman Flashbacks Joey Bosa game-worn patch. Now, I know that's confusing because it says 2016 right there, but 2021.
Yeah. That is confusing. Beware
yeah,
for that.
I thought that was pretty neat. I believe he picked this up for $2 or $3. Up next, we have a 2021 Panini Prism Draft Picks Nico Collins Blue Prism Rookie
Listed.
Auto out of 149.
God, disgusting looking school.
Now, it sucks that the Texans aren't really doing too well, Ugh. But I mean, if you have this guy on your fantasy, he's doing swell. Thank you.
Sell
doing
it.
Nice. Rocky Empire Sports, Junior Shoes, and I appreciate you. This was a cool hookup. Thank you, man.
Nice. Shout out Rocky Empire Sports Cards. Haven't seen him in a while, but Andrew, hope you're
Up
doing
next,
well.
Next, we have this 2020 Chronicles Tua rookie card number D-2. Pretty nice looking card. We noticed that there were some slight edge problems on the top, but other than that, pretty flawless looking card.
Good work, Junior Shoes. We'd have a two.
Next up on the banger board, we have a 2020 Chronicles Prism Black Justin Jefferson rookie card.
I like it.
Number PB-9.
For I like how Shoes says the card number.
I'm trying to write this down. It's not calling doofuses and dorks specific. In a weird way, because I am too a doofus and or a dork. All right, guys. Last for this week, we have a 2020 Donruss Justin Jefferson Canvas rookie card, number 313.
That looks like it could gem.
Now, a few of these are going to be getting the shakedown for sure.
Yeah.
On this new special that is here, because they are looking pretty good. Well, at least these 2020.
And as always, I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you for letting me and my family show off our cards and letting us come on the show and ramble a little bit. Hope you guys have a solid one.
Nice work, Shoes. Marty Friel in the comments is asking, have you taught Junior Shoes about flipping, or is he purely a collector? The reason I wanted to call out that comment is because I think that there is a huge opportunity for younger people in the hobby to just absolutely crush and dominate card flipping. I think you guys have probably seen it. Sometimes they're referred to as comp kids, which is kind of funny. Didn't know about that till the other day, but I think it's kind of a funny term. But there are a lot of younger people that are just absolutely crushing the flipping game. And I'm excited to just basically meet more of them. So whether you're a younger collector or a younger flipper, definitely shout out to you. I think most of our audience is typically middle-aged, but definitely cool to have some of the younger people tune in, and we're going to get some more of them on the show and tell. If you want to be on the show and tell, email Sonia at nooffseason.com. That's S-O-N-I-A at nooffseason.com. Leslie Alegria in the house. Good to see you. And we love it. We love all of the submissions. Couple things real quick before we let you go. I wanted to let you guys know first, since you are tuning into the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, you are learning about this before anyone else. And that is, we are going to be selling on Whatnot, but we are not going to be like just any other Whatnot seller. We are going to disrupt Whatnot. We're going to do something called singles only, and we're going to do it around key events. And we're going to come in and we're going to do our sports card strategy show thang on Whatnot. We're not just going to sit there and let you look at boxes of wax for a long time, and then takes 37 hours before we actually open it and spin wheels that don't make sense and do all those weird duck race games and all that crap that just absolutely is so boring and makes zero sense to me. What we're going to do is we're going to go on Whatnot and we are going to create content. We're going to create valuable content just like how we do it right here. And we want to bring you with us. So let's talk about that. So if you are already on Whatnot, we want you to follow us. The easiest way to do that is just open up a browser tab on any device and type in nooffseason.com/whatnot. nooffseason.com/whatnot. That should forward you directly to our Whatnot page. And if you do that on your mobile device, it should open up Whatnot in the app version. And we just want you to follow us. We want to try to get as many followers on Whatnot as possible so that when we go live on Whatnot, you get notified about it. Now, if you're not on Whatnot yet, this is the best part. If you're not on Whatnot, it might be the same reason why I've never really been on Whatnot, because I just don't really like being in breaks. I think it's just kind of a waste of time and money. But we're not going to break on Whatnot. We're going to do singles only. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have Lefty, Connor, Chad, other people join me. It's going to be just like the Sports Card Strategy Show, except we're going to take it to Whatnot. So help us with our Whatnot takeover. And if you've never been on Whatnot, this is the best part. You can get $15 free. And the way to do that is go to whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. That is going to redirect you to our invite to join Whatnot through our ambassador affiliate link. That will then, once you join, that will then get $15 off in your account off your first purchase on Whatnot. More details about what we're actually going to be doing on Whatnot and when we're doing it are coming very, very soon, as early as Monday on the Sports Card Strategy Show. So I would love it if you do that. And I'm going to take us home here. Usually shoes ends the show, but I did want to give a shout out to Homer Sports Cards. Homer Sports Cards is a great guy. We met each other face to face for the first time randomly. This is the great thing about the hobby, because we went to the National and Lefty and I were staying in a particular Holiday Inn close to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, a couple miles away. Tim Larson was like our Uber. Thanks, Tim. Shout out to you again for my tab that I still owe you for the entire week. But anyway, actually, we're even now because I've given you enough love on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. But ran into this guy in the lobby and he's like, "Hey, Paul." And I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?" And he's like, "I'm Homer Sports Cards." And I was like, "Yes, of course. I know you. I love you. That's awesome." So this is not an official Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell submission. Homer Sports Cards just DM'd me a link to his live PSA reveal on his IG channel at Homer Sports Cards on IG. So Homer, we hope that one day you submit an official submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell by emailing Sonia at nooffseason.com. But in the meantime, let's play a few seconds of Homer Sports Cards IG live reveal of his PSA submission, because he's a great guy. Homer, let's take a look.
All right. Reactive orange. All right. Nice way to start.
Justin Fields PSA 10 that he's showing. What do we got next, Homer?
Kenny Pickett playing in this game right now.
All right, Kenny Pickett.
This is a negative.
Lefty loves Kenny Pickett. It's his guy. Oh, Jeff,
10. Ooh.
That's awesome.
That's starting. Right.
All right, let's quit while we're ahead with that. Kenny Pickett. Look at that. I had no idea that was going to happen. But Lefty just absolutely got crushed right there by a Kenny Pickett. PSA 10. That's awesome. All right, everybody. Great work. Okay, we got Randy Ferguson in the house. First time watching live. Definitely won't be the last time. Love it. Randy, thanks for joining us. Everybody, thanks so much for making nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show what it is. Great work on the Sports Card Strategy Show, and tell everybody. Again, text Sports Cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get your sell alerts. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com, and I would love to see you get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com and let me know what you think. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. We'll see you again very soon. Have a great day.